Harvest and Harper Audio present The Ozempic Revolution, a doctor's proven plan for success to help you reverse obesity, end yo-yo dieting, and protect yourself from disease, by Alexandra Soa, MD. This is the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains charts, recipes, appendices from the book, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. This book contains advice and information relating to healthcare. It should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional. If you know or suspect you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. This publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. The material on linked sites referenced in this book is the author's own. HarperCollins disclaims all liability that may result from the use of the material contained at those sites. All such material is supplemental and not part of the book. The author reserves the right to close the website at her sole discretion at any time. To Peter and our four whys, Peter George, Henry, Brooks, and Adele. Introduction. Why doctors have failed you. When I decided to enter training to become an obesity medicine specialist, I got grimaces from some colleagues. There were comments along the lines of, "Wow, why? I hate dealing with those people." By those people, they meant people with obesity who carry significant excess weight, which is about 43% of the U.S. population. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that doctors, like many, or even most, people in our society would be guilty of weight stigma. Still, it upset me. Doctors have tremendous power over their patients' well-being, and every doctor takes a pledge to do no harm. If you've been on the receiving end of weight stigma, you know that it causes great harm. My patients tell me stories that shock me. They might go to the doctor complaining of acute pain, but instead of listening, the physician rudely interrupts them to talk about their weight. Instead of feeling seen and supported, the patient feels ignored. Instead of being cared for, they are shamed. So, no surprise, many just stop going to the doctor. Doctors absolutely love to recommend weight loss, but the irony is that they're often not very qualified to give advice on it. Historically, medical students and residents have received hardly any training on nutrition. Most doctors gave the same advice to their patients that I got as a young adult whose weight hovered near the top of the healthy range. Move more, eat less. They might have given you a quick talk or a handout on nutrition, which amounted to a regurgitation of the USDA's guidelines. The advice tended to be tone deaf and lacking in substance. And yet, when their patients failed to lose weight and keep it off, who did the doctors blame? You guessed it, the patients. Until very recently, doctors have regarded excess weight primarily as a failure of willpower. Overweight people have often been seen as victims of their own sloth, ignorance, or some combination of the two. Thanks to the research in my field, we now know that obesity is a fact of biology. It's a disease state, and I'll explain in Chapter 1 why it so often requires medical intervention to reverse. Because we also know obesity is complicated. Weight gain is multifactorial, meaning it's not usually caused by just one thing. This also makes it legitimately hard for doctors to provide effective treatment. The 20-minute visits that are standard in our healthcare system don't provide enough time for doctors and their patients to unravel the mix of issues, both physical and psychological, that can complicate maintaining a healthy weight. As a doctor who works exclusively with individuals who carry significant excess weight, I know we can't ignore those mental and physical issues and be successful. But I also know this. All this complexity, all this stigma is exactly why glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1 agonist drugs such as Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound are the most powerful, life-changing, life-saving tool I have to offer my patients. The patients I see in my practice have all kinds of histories that have contributed to their excess weight. And yet, the GLP-1 drugs work for pretty much all of them. That includes people like Alice, who was recovering from a binge eating disorder. Or David, a lifetime marathoner who had been sidelined by spinal stenosis and needed to return to a healthy weight for corrective surgery. Or Catherine, who couldn't lose weight after pregnancy. I help women who need to lose weight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?